This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you missed the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you missed the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the penalty deadline, have a baby, get married, or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry. Plans are available now, and in just minutes, we will help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free, and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you. But hurry and get covered before it's too late.
Call 800-332-1993 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993. 800-332-1993.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, and delighted that you've tuned into Tomorrow, of course, as we continue to cover the latest in consumer tech. Everything from products and services, gadgets and gizmos, important websites, whatever the case, available today and into tomorrow. So thank you for joining us. Thank you again and in advance when you actually join us on the program, because we love to send you prizes when you participate. And that's all you have to do. Call in with a question. Let us solve a digital dilemma, maybe help for another listener. You want to add to one of our answers that we've provided to someone. Whatever the case, we want to hear you on the show. And we love sharing all kind of goodies with you when we do hear you. So you can call anytime, 24/7, toll-free from anywhere in North America. You can even text to our 800 number these days. But we try to not do too many texts or emails. We want to hear you on the show. It is radio, predominantly, after all. 800-899-INTO. 1-800-899-4686. Anytime, at your convenience, 24/7. Or even better, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Either way, join us on the program. Our next guest is with a nonprofit organization focused on understanding and addressing media's impact on child development. So that certainly caught our attention, being one of those media types, but also having kids and grandkids, and the concerns are there. So the founder and president of Children and Screens, the Institute of Digital Media and Child Development, joins us, Dr. Pam Hurst Della Pietra. Dr. Pam, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Dave.
It's a pleasure. Tell me about the organization, first of all, and then let's get into some of the various things that you guys are working very hard at these days.
Well, great. So I founded Children and Screens, the Institute of Digital Media and Child Development, in 2013, and it has since become one of the nation's leading nonprofits that's dedicated to advancing and supporting the scientific research into the cognitive, psychological, and physical effects of digital media on toddlers, children, and adolescents. And we also, as part of our mission, we're also informing and educating the public, which is why I'm so happy to be here.
And of course, it is important. You talk about digital media, and of course, I refer a lot to anti-social media, but especially how it's affecting kids lately. You know, whether or not they just can't get away from TikTok or Instagram or even Facebook, although if their parents are on Facebook, they're typically not. But I'm assuming that it's also all about screen time and making sure that they're just not living on one of these digital devices all the time.
Yes, particularly, you know, during the pandemic, we've seen a dramatic rise in screen use among children as they've been forced to learn virtually, and in many cases, and also have it be the predominant source of socialization and entertainment. So, you know, as other options became more limited, this was, you know, an alternative for them. Mm. And in some cases, it's been a lifeline for kids. And it's a double-edged sword.
Oh, for sure. And I remember my 8-year-old Cameron, when he had the opportunity, my grandson, 8-year-old, that he was talking about finally he was able to go back to school. And they started up on October 5th, I think it was, or actually earlier than that. And he was so excited about being able to go back to actually the schoolhouse and was so over the meetings, virtual schooling and the teacher and waving and, why is so-and-so not on camera? Get back to your seat, and that kind of stuff. That I was encouraged that he was excited about being able to physically get back into school. And I think most of the kids have been like that, especially the younger ones. They not only need it, but they want that camaraderie with their classmates and the ability to learn in person again. So getting off the screens for that purpose certainly has been encouraging for a lot of the younger students.
Yes, I don't think that we can underestimate the social-emotional impact of this kind of face-to-face interaction. And you're right, a lot of people, just the way adults right now even have what we call Zoom fatigue.
Yes.
Looking at the screen for 6 hours a day, especially the little ones that don't have the attention span, and, it's difficult for their engagement. So I can completely understand, that kind of really excitement to get back to school.
Oh, for sure. One of the things I'm noticing on your website at childrenandscreens.com is screen time versus dream time. You give a lot of tips for promoting healthy sleep habits, especially during COVID-19. Maybe that's something that a lot of parents haven't thought about. Too much screen time causes a lot of problems.
We have these biweekly webinars as well as lots and lots of tips for parents and other resources. Next week we're in fact talking about persuasive technology. And I don't know if anyone has seen the movie Social Dilemma, that's one of the most popular documentaries on Netflix right now. But that discusses it well. I'm not representing them in any way, mm-hmm. but maybe people have seen it. And we brought in some experts to talk about the ways that technology is, influencing children's behavior to stay on longer, and also influencing, what they're looking at and what the impacts of that are.
Well, and I know one of your major concerns for helping children lead healthy lives in this digital world is cyberbullying as well. It's perhaps happening a whole lot more than most parents realize. So what are some of the different ways that cyberbullying can manifest for children these days?
Right. Cyberbullying can be really manifested in a number of different ways. And one of them is through lying. They can, kids can spread rumors. They can post unflattering pictures or videos of other kids without their consent. It can be more subtle by leaving kids out of tags or photos, sharing personal conversations through screenshots, mean comments or posts. And then sort of less commonly, they can create a website about someone, or they can assume another person's identity. And so there's a lot of different ways that kids can be cruel to one another, as well as, adults can be. And I think we've all seen that as well. So it can be through social media, messaging, through video games as well.
Wow. Some things that maybe parents are thinking about where, at the very least, don't allow them to be chatting with others on video games, especially if you don't know who they are. If it's their best friend and they're playing a game and they're chatting, okay, but still keep an eye on things. And I'm wondering, what types of conversations do you recommend that parents should have with their kids, especially about online meanness, hopefully before it even happens?
So I think the first thing that parents can do is to kind of give them a 101 about cyberbullying that there's this, you know, intent sometimes that they might come across this intentional and repeated harassment through electronic means and, in one of those platforms or devices, and to kind of set rules around it for social media use, for example, and that it's really important for them to be honest and, consistent, and let them know that, you know, sometimes others don't, you know, follow those rules, but, you know, to be really what we call a good, instead of being a bystander to that, to be, an upstander. And that they can lay the groundwork by just saying, you can discuss anything with me. So, you know, oftentimes kids might feel shame or other feelings about this kind of cruelty, and they don't really know how to talk to their parents about it. So if they can, if the parents can kind of preempt something by saying that, you know, we're here for you, and anything you want to bring will be really understanding, and we're not going to blame you for that. And then that, you know, that this kind of cruelty doesn't align with their family values. And then also to strengthen their social skills. So Michael Sokolsky calls the 3 F's, which is that, you know, the family, we don't post information that you shouldn't post information that you wouldn't want to share with your mom. And, you know, assume everything that you share will be on there forever. And we're working toward, this ability for kids to be able to delete what is on the web about them at some point, but we haven't gotten there yet. So far, to let the kids know that it will be online forever. And then the third F is freely, which is that assume that there's no privacy online. And ask them let them know that the information that they share will be available to everyone.
And
the social skills development is really great. And of course, having one good friend is always always great, even for adults.
Oh, very true. I'm wondering, though, if one of the problems might be that that perhaps some of the younger kids might be afraid to even let their parents know, as you kind of made reference to, about being cyberbullied, but it might be because they're afraid then they'll have less screen time. It's like, well, then you got to stay off your computer. That's it. And it's like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose. You know, I'm sharing with you, mom or dad, because I'm concerned, and we had this talk and so forth. But, you know, I hope you don't just take it away from me altogether, because that doesn't seem to be the solution.
Right. I completely agree. And the experts agree as well that, you know, they recommend not using, the taking away the screens as a consequence, you know, and to encourage positive use and not really responding to the bully. You know, if it gets to the point that it's dangerous or really bad, you know, they can speak to the schools or other parents, et cetera. But I think that it's important that the kids know that the parents will be super understanding as far as not taking away the screens. But sometimes it really means, getting a new friend group. As hard as that might be, and these kids might even like that or prefer that more than getting their screens taken away.
That's true, and perhaps a good point there is that the parents can then say, well, maybe they're not really your friend. Think about that. If they're being nasty and mean and so forth, a friend wouldn't do that. And instead of threatening to take them away, you know, take the screen away, take the phone or the iPod or something of that nature away, get more into that discussion, and then perhaps the kids won't be so afraid to admit it.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And, you know, as I hinted, that being like a rock-solid listener and to, you know, give kids, to really try to reassure them that they have someone that they can confide in. and that will help them work through any emotional situation that they may be having. So whether it be cyberbullying or, you know, in-person bullying, and just to reinforce that it's not their fault.
Good advice. I appreciate that. There's much more of that where this came from, too. By all means, visit childrenandscreens.com, helping children lead healthy lives in this digital world. And Dr. Pam and her team will do just that when you visit their site. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. We'll be delighted to help remind folks to visit your site. And whether you've got kids or grandkids or just in general certainly are concerned about this, you're going to get a lot of great info at your website. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much, Dave. Take care.
You too. It's our pleasure. Again, childrenandscreens.com. We'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.